USA Radio News.
Up in the sky, it's a bird, it's a plane. No, it's neither, but it should be identifiable.
The Orion spacecraft is on its way back to Earth and will splash down in the Pacific Ocean off the coast of San Diego, California at 12:40 p.m. Eastern on Sunday. NASA's mission manager, Mike Serafin, says an antenna has been acting up on the unmanned spacecraft.
Associated with one of the phased array antennas, which is used for communications and tracking of the spacecraft back to Earth through the deep space network, the antenna is performing, but it has low performance and is causing some periodic comm dropouts when we're on that antenna.
From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
According to the Wall Street Journal, former and current employees now say more than 2 years before a Chesapeake, Virginia Walmart supervisor shot up the store's break room, executives investigated employee workplace complaints against him. Last month, the man killed 6 coworkers and left 4 others injured before fatally shooting himself. Senator Kyrsten Sinema of Arizona said in remarks published at 6 a.m. Eastern on Friday that she's leaving the Democratic Party and registering as an independent. It's a political earthquake that will shake up the Senate and a gut punch for Democrats just 3 days after they secured a 51-49 majority. At a food pantry event in Mesa, Arizona, Sinema was asked if her party change will affect her current committee assignments.
When I announced I changed my registration to independent, I did ask the majority leader to keep my committees because they're so important for Arizona's voice. I will be keeping those committees, and I look forward to continuing my service, working across the aisle with anyone to get stuff done for Arizona.
This is USA Radio News.
So right now may be the perfect time for you to rethink how you pay for healthcare, and here's why. Not only is it open enrollment for a lot of people, it's also a time you can join MediShare and save even more than usual. And it's true, the typical family switching to MediShare saves $500 or more a month, which is obviously huge for a lot of people, but what's more, they like it. MediShare has double the customer satisfaction rate compared to health insurance. Double. There are 400,000 members. They've shared over $4 billion in medical bills, and it really is a great community, too. People encourage and pray for each other. And here's the thing. If you join MediShare Complete right now, they'll waive your new member fees, and you'll save an additional 10% off all of 2023. That's right. No fee to join. 10% off every month of next year, but it's a very limited-time offer. You have to sign up before December 31st. Great savings, great health care. Find out more. Call now. 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
The Producer Price Index, a measure of what companies get for their products in the pipeline, increased by 7.4% from a year ago. A 38% surge in wholesale vegetable prices has helped push the food index up by 3.3%, offsetting an identical 3.3% decline in energy costs. Markets will now turn their attention to the Consumer Price Index, which is due out Tuesday morning.
A new poll shows inflation is becoming a huge struggle for parents. The Pew Research Center says 1 in 4 parents in the U.S. struggled to afford food or housing this past year. 20% say they can no longer afford childcare. The study says about half of lower-income parents have not had enough money for food or rent, sending many to food banks for the first time. But economists say the worst of inflation may be behind us. Yahoo Finance says we can expect a tsunami of shutoffs as we start 2023, as the average American household is $788 behind on utility bills. In the USA Radio News Midwest Bureau, I'm Katie Lewis.
The founder of bankrupt cryptocurrency company FTX is agreeing to testify before House lawmakers next week. Sam Bankman-Fried confirmed that in a series of tweets. For USA Radio News, this is Victoria Idoni.
My heart was racing just making spaghetti. I could have waited to tell my doctor, but I didn't wait.
I was short of breath just reading a book. I could have delayed telling my doctor, but I didn't wait.
They told their doctors and found out they have atrial fibrillation, a condition which makes it about 5 times more likely to have a stroke. If you have one or more of these symptoms, irregular heartbeat, heart racing, chest pain, shortness of breath, fatigue, or lightheadedness, this is no time to wait. Contact your doctor.
Brought to you by Bristol-Myers Squibb and Pfizer.